Archbishop Alfonso Carinci was the secretary of the Sacred Congregation of Rites from 1945 to 1960, which was later renamed the Congregation for the Causes of Saints in 1969. Archbishop Carinci was in charge of investigating causes for pre-Vatican II beatification and canonization. He was conversant in recognizing true and false sanctity, and was of distinguished repute. He visited Maria Voltorta three times, said Mass for her, read her writings in depth, wrote many letters back and forth with her, and analyzed her case. He was so convinced that her writings were inspired by God, that eyewitnesses report he would say to Maria Voltorta, "He is the master. He is the author," and in his letters to Maria Voltorta, he wrote author with a capital A. Archbishop Carinci was one of two prominent authorities who advised Father Corrado Berti to deliver typewritten copies of the poem of the Man God to Pope Pius XII, which led a year later to his papal imprimatur and command to publish it in 1948. In January 1952, Archbishop Carinci also wrote a thorough certification and positive review of Voltorta's work, 4 pages long when typed, which has been published. That same year, he also wrote a letter on behalf of himself and 8 other prominent authorities, among them, 2 consultants to the Holy Office, 3 professors at pontifical universities in Rome, a consultant to the Sacred Congregation of Rites, and the prefect of the Vatican Secret Archive, to be delivered to Pope Pius XII in an audience, although the audience wasn't able to be arranged. Archbishop Carinci is also one of the authorities whose favorable certifications about Maria Voltorta was given to the Holy Office in 1961 by Father Corrado Berti, which led the Holy Office to declare that they approve the publication of the second edition of her work. He praised Maria Voltorta and the poem, writing in 1952, "There is nothing therein which is contrary to the gospel. Rather, this work, a good complement to the gospel, contributes towards a better understanding of its meaning. Our Lord's discourses do not contain anything which in any way might be contrary to his spirit." Archbishop Carinci also stated, "It seems impossible to me that a woman of a very ordinary theological culture, and unprovided with any book useful to that end, had been able on her own to write with such exactness pages so sublime."